Yes, Ma. Yes, Devon Achane. Top eight. Yeah, top eight dynasty rookies and sophomores. Yes, make the trade. Do it live.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for another edition of the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by your boy Smitty from the Fantasy Football Show. Anybody isn't, you know, watching over there, what's wrong with you, number one? Number two, we're going to try and, as I always attempt, to go live every single day here on the Dynasty channel. Sometimes things come up and we haven't been here every day this month, but we're going to get to that point. Don't worry, it's going to happen. And today's topic is sophomores and rookies, specifically the top 15 sophomores and rookies. And I've got on screen my top, give or take, you know, movement, a little bit of movement up and down for some of these guys. Every time I look at a set of rankings, I honestly want to move them around. So everybody relax if you think something's a little bit out of place. I honestly do too. Anytime I set the rankings, the next day I look at them, I'm like, let's move AR5 down one and put CJ Stroud up. I know Stroud feels like, look, they probably should be both valued at the same dollar amount. I do feel that Anthony Richardson and Stroud are near dead even, though. Anthony Richardson is so different when you evaluate him from a fantasy perspective versus a football perspective. Stroud is only going to get better, but so is Anthony Richardson, and they feel like they're neck and neck. But I'm okay putting Stroud above Anthony Richardson, no problem whatsoever. You have no complaints on this side of the fence. What I want to first focus on when looking at the sophomores and rookies and say, you know, Bijan Gibbs and Marvin Harrison Jr. have almost thrown tier, right? I think Puka and Laporta and the two quarterbacks and Achane and Adunze and Neighbors and even Bowers, and these guys all feel like they fall in from Nacua down into almost the same bucket and tier. Of course, we rank Puka probably at the top of it because he feels like he's going to be the most consistent. Laporta's a positional advantage and a huge value. Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud are both potential top six quarterbacks. You got Devon Achane's high risk, but huge reward. And Rome Odunze, where does he go? Is he the next Jamar Chase like I believe he could be? Or do people think that Neighbors is way better than him? And how in the hell do I have Neighbors one spot below Odunze? Because I do. Is Fields a top 12 dynasty QB or even top 15? Absolutely. It depends on where he goes. That will certainly, you know, change around his value. File on in, hit that like button on your way in the door. But back to the top three, Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, Marvin Harrison, they're in a tier all by themselves. Nacua's close, but he's not in the tier. He's maybe knocking on the door. Maybe he's hanging on the bottom of the tier trying to get in. Maybe he dances and has cups of coffee with Bijan, Gibbs, and Harrison Jr. value-wise at time, from occasion to occasion. But he's not in it. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr., the reason I can answer that is, could Bijan Robinson be number one overall in Dynasty, let alone running back one? The answer is he could be. Very much could be. Could Jahmyr Gibbs be number one overall in Dynasty, or at least running back one overall in Dynasty? He could be. Could Marvin Harrison Jr. eventually be, within 1 to 2 calendar years even, the number one overall wide receiver in fantasy football? Not saying he's higher than JJ or CeeDee Lamb on my board, but could he be? The answer is yes. And that puts all three of them in a very special top 1 to 5 potential ceiling value tier. So I would say that once you look at this and say, okay, can Puka be the number one? It's not that he can't be great. It's not that he can't be 5 to 10. You know, could he be wide receiver 5? I suppose he could be. I don't think that's crazy. I don't think it's something I lock in, but it's not crazy. But could he be 1? Probably not. Even though Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud could dance in the 1 territory. I mean, Stroud certainly could. They're not 1. They're not Mahomes. They're not Josh Allen. They're not even Jalen Hurts, but they're right there. They're the next two guys up in the conversation in the even sub-tier, if you will, for quarterbacks. I don't even know if it's a whole tier break. It could be a sub-tier. Achane, is he capable of being number one overall in fantasy football? Probably not. Like, could he during four games in a row? Yeah. Could he be the number one running back in the league in terms of yards per carry? Yeah. Is he going to be running back one overall for multiple years in a dynasty format? Probably not. But could he be top 10? Absolutely. Nobody in here, but maybe Rome Odunze, in my opinion. This is so much unknown right now that you can't put him in the bucket. But if I'm looking at this bucket, the second bucket from Nacua down, Rome Odunze comes to mind. Top of mind, this is the guy that I think somehow, some way could be so much better than everybody's anticipating. But past that, I don't think any of these guys breach tier one, Bijan, Gibbs, Marvin Harrison tier break. That's it. The reason I think this is such a fun topic, dynasty rookies and sophomores, is your boy coined this many years ago, and people are using it left and right. Even, you know, they even have a sophomores and rookies underdog draft. Go to Underdog Fantasy, promo code Smitty. Everybody's starting to, like, use this format, which is pretty cool in a way. Some would say, you know, people are flattering the brand. In some cases, I feel that way. In other cases, it's like, you know, we coined this so long ago. These are called Super Rookie Rankings on my website if anybody wants to go check them out. We've been doing this for forever. And everybody's getting into this. And why, I don't know why they love it, but the reason we got into it, you know, probably because they saw it and thought it was cool. But the reason your boy has been talking about this for years is because it gets you in a dynasty mindset that really you can't get in unless you do a ranking and take out everybody but rookies and sophomores. And I think the important part about this is the longevity factor. Yeah, you got Kyren, who is not here, but you could consider Breece Hall, who's not here, that you can consider all the other quarterbacks that are young. Mahomes is still young. Hurts is still young. So you do have to understand that when you're, like, evaluating this, that you don't have a lot of people in this situation. And there aren't really leagues for this until recently. On Underdog, they have them now, which is really cool. And so my rankings will support that draft style. But this isn't something other than an exercise to go, okay, if I'm in a dynasty mentality, you know, who are the top players that are just getting going, that have a lot of shelf life, and these are the guys, these are the players. And there's so much value here. If you need, let's say, a trade target and you're rebuilding, this is the ranking you want to go to on the fantasyfootballshow.com. This is the Super Rookie Rankings. And it's such an amazing tool, this ranking set, because this is where you go to rebuild. This is where you go to say, good God, you know, Rome Odunze is Smitty's talking about him being one of the guys that could climb into that top tier, and he's sitting here ranked 9. Even on my ranking, I de facto rank him lower than I really feel like he's capable of getting and climbing up to, because you got to play it safe. You don't know where he's going. He's still unproven, but I very much love him. And, you know, this is a place to come in and find the young up-and-coming talent in the way that I rank him is, you know, key to maybe what you pay, right? So do I think Odunze's got more value in this? Yeah, but this is where you need to rank him. This is where you need to trade for him. Could Marvin Harrison Jr. be as good as JJ? Yeah, but this is where you rank him. You don't rank him 1 or -4. You know, you don't put him into the entire pool of all players and say, well, I think he's going to be 1 or 2 in a year or two, so let's just rank him there. You've got to take advantage of the ADP. You've got to draft in Dynasty Startups and buy in existing Dynasty Marvin Harrison Jr. outside of the top 1, 2, or 3 wide receivers, because you can every single time. You may not find Bijan too far away from running back 1. You'll probably find Jahmyr Gibbs outside the top 4 running backs consistently, and you should find Marvin Harrison Jr., as I said, outside the top 4 or 5 wide receivers. Depends on the circles you're dancing with. Some people are very, very into only players that just came out of college. And if your player is 25 years old, they won't go near them. Phone lines open. If anybody wants to talk about sophomores and rookies, this particular list right here, all these guys on screen, it's such an amazing list. I mean, these are great players. This is a loaded. There's not even a rookie running back on this list. I mean, imagine if we get one out of Wright or Braylon Allen, and I think those two guys might surprise everybody. And we get a guy that can rank in the neighbors, Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels territory on this list out of a rookie running back. We just don't know where they're landing right now. Dial in.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
I think Perps might have dropped a gifted membership because I see people saying, thanks, Perps. And let me see if I can find... get my iPad queued up here for the Dynasty show so I can see all the stuff going on. And sure enough, Perps, it was DeBalt. DeBalt gifted 5 memberships. DeBalt, appreciate you, young man. DeBalt to the moon.
To the moon.
Appreciate you. DeBalt's the man. DeBalt, thank you, pal. Perps was gifted a membership by DeBalt. That's why I read that and I saw Perps gifted membership. I just assumed. Look at Perps getting a gifted membership by DeBalt. That's phenomenal. DeBalt, that's like gifting, you know, that's like, you're that'll never probably happen again. You're the first person to ever give Perps any sort of super chat or gift. Normally he's dropping them. That's awesome. Dial in. If anybody's got a question, your boy Smitty is here to save the day and answer. The phone line was closed for a second. I'm sorry, it's back. I don't know why, but this channel doesn't allow me to gift on this channel. Weird. That's strange. You see the dollar sign, though? It just doesn't have... Maybe it'll update it. Perps couldn't even get a membership until DeBalt gave it to him. Now it'll let you renew it. So good job, DeBalt. DeBalt coming in strong. Coming in strong, DeBalt. All right, somebody dial in sophomores and rookies top 15 rankings on screen here. As you can see, Dalton Kincaid made the list. Rashee Rice, Tank Dell at the bottom. Jaden Daniels, Brock Bowers, Malik Nabers. I think Wright, the rookie running back, could make it on the top 10 to 11 territory on this list. I think, Braylon Allen could. Blake Corum could as well, I suppose. If anybody feels like somebody should be mentioned here, that isn't listed. I can tell you right now, some of the super rookies that aren't being listed right here that could be would be Jonathan Brooks, Braylon Allen, Jalen Wright, Blake Corum, Trey Benson, those guys, Marshawn Lloyd, Frank Gore Jr., JSN, Flowers, Zay Flowers, Jaden Reed, Sam Laporte is on here, Brock Bowers is on here, Kincaid's on here, Luke Musgrave. So I say the Jordan Addison, McConkey, Keen Coleman, Zay Flowers, I think I mentioned, Jaden Reed, Tajay Spears. This is a really good group. Really, really good group of sophomores and rookies. Like, there's going to be some talent coming out of this bad boy. Make sure if you don't have a membership already, you get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com. Articles, trade calculator, video courses, bold predictions. Do it live. I really like this rookie and sophomore class. It is strong. Does anybody think that Stroud or AR5 or Jaden Daniels could be a top 4 QB in the future? You don't have to, we don't, you know, I don't put them in my top 4, but they're right in that 5 to 9 range. You know, the reason it's hard is you have even Burrow and, you know, how do you bump those guys out? Remember, I was the first one to subscribe to this page when it was monetized. I was green. Then I wasn't. When I go click on subscribe, I don't know. That's a weird purpose. It says I'm already subscribed, so I don't know what's going on. Weird. That's very strange. What's up, DeBalt?
Hello.
What's up?
So
going to the who are your quarterbacks again? You say CJ Stroud, AR5, and whom else?
Well, on the rookies and sophomores top 15 here, uh-huh. The quarterbacks that crack the list are Jaden Daniels. I'm going up. Jaden Daniels at 12,
yes.
AR5, and Stroud at 6-7. You could call him a tie. I have Anthony Richardson a dollar more, but I think they really are both even. But I think there's kind of a little bit of, I just not a concern, but a little bit of thinking that Stroud could score less than AR5 from a fantasy perspective, but Stroud would be a much better NFL quarterback. And it doesn't mean that that can't change. I mean, I think he's borderline 5-7. That's totally respectable. But there is some, you know, some of his play last year was, he was magnificent, but it wasn't like he was QB1 in that week. So as much as I love, he's getting Tank Dell back. He didn't have Tank Dell for a big portion of the year. He's going to be better. Barkley might be added. It's going to be, but it could also be very balanced. It could be very, very top 5-7, top 4-7, like. And Anthony Richardson, even though he could get hurt, the injury risk is higher. He could be QB1 like 4 or 5 weeks out of the year. You know, have like a 40-point game. You know, so like, I get it. Like, longevity wise, Stroud's probably better, but you know, this can be debated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that take. As much as I love Stroud, he, you know, he don't get nothing on his leg. AR5 and JD5 both can.
Yeah,
that does bring him up more subject to injury, but they can definitely, you know, CJ Stroud, like, when I look at CJ Stroud, I kind of compare him to a Tom Brady if Tom Brady could scramble. You know, he's a burrow in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it'll be popular take to say that like AR5 won't be near Stroud. And I'm not saying I'm not willing to understand that take, or that I won't, like, when the wind's blowing that way, agree. You know, Stroud is ahead of AR5, yeah. But like, look, in fantasy football, the discrepancy between fantasy and real life is usually not very big at all. But this was one thing where Stroud's going to be a touch better NFL quarterback. And I don't mean this in a bad light for fantasy. I'm just saying, like, he'll play like a top 1-4 quarterback, but he'll score in fantasy oftentimes like a 4-6, which is fine. That's phenomenal. I just think that, like, it'll feel like at times he could be the number one QB in the league to people. It's just he won't have to do or score as much, and won't score as much sometimes as even an AR5 who's not considered top five. Hurts is top five. NFL and fantasy, I don't care what any complaining Caleb or angry Angus says. I don't care what anybody says. You could think whatever the hell you want. Hurts is figured out. He's very bad in NFL, but only good at fantasy. I don't care. Think what you want. But AR5, I think, is more along the lines of, maybe he develops. He is a top 5-6 fantasy quarterback and not in my top 6 NFL. Like, there are a couple quarterbacks that don't line up, you know, NFL and fantasy at the same, you know, lockstep. And it would be Stroud, but 100%. Not in a bad way. It's just Stroud's 1-4, and then fantasy is like 4-5, 4-6.
Yep.
For now.
He could get better.
He could get better. I totally leave room for advancement. But I might draft him Mahomes, Josh Allen, Hurts, handful of guys ahead of him. Yeah. A handful being five, you know, players, maybe five players. And you know, if we look at the dynasty rankings right now, I'll pull them up on my thefantasyfootballshow.com. Make sure you guys get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com. But when I pull up my rankings and I say Josh Allen, Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar, really, it's Lamar, Burrow, and Stroud, like, in the same tier, you know?
Yep.
It just, you know.
Definitely.
Stroud doesn't have to be the top of it. He can at times. He will play there at times. So that's good. It's a great tier. It's 4, like I said, 4-6. He'll be a fantasy 4-6 overall score in fantasy. That's fantastic. 4-6 is unbelievable. But he'll be considered by some the top 1, 2, or 3 quarterback in the league. Just a little discrepancy, but not in a crazy way.
Yeah, it's definitely the different play style, different. You know, he's more of and this is one thing I try to explain to people that don't really know Justin Fields outside of him playing with Chicago. Justin Fields is a pocket passer, or not pocket passer. He's a scrambler. He's a deep pocket passer who can run, but he doesn't have to. He just has to in Chicago, you know. So
yeah, I would say Stroud is closer to being a top three quarterback than Fields is close to being a top like four or five quarterback. I would say AR5 and Fields very much feel like they could at any moment score like a top five to six fantasy quarterback, but both of those guys will be handfuls of spots, handfuls, maybe three or four below their fantasy rank in NFL rank. Like there's no, like, I like Fields a lot. He can still develop, but there's no way I'm putting Fields ahead of Burrow. There's no way I'm putting Fields ahead of Lamar. There's no way I'm putting Fields ahead of, a handful of guys. So we'll go Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Stroud, Lamar, Herbert, Love, maybe, like those guys. And then it's AR5 and Fields. So like that's where they can linger, the 9, 10, 11, 12 from a football perspective. But from a fantasy perspective, Fields is as capable of AR5 of being just unbelievably different in fantasy. Jaden Daniels is going to get lumped into this. Okay, he might be that guy too that is not great in NFL quarterbacking, but top 5, 6, 7 in fantasy. I disagree. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be better than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, I mean, see, a lot of people say, well, Jaden Daniels had great weapons with Neighbors and Brian Thomas. Like, that is true, but if you really look at his this past season, you can't really go by the beginning. You got to go by the most recent tape. He processes pretty well. It just so happens that he can also run. I look at that. If you can get everyone looks at Lamar Jackson the same. He's a running back playing quarterback. No, Lamar Jackson can sling it. He's just blessed with good legs.
Jaden Daniels is a ball protector. Like for somebody that runs and makes impromptu decisions, he should have more turnovers. He doesn't. He's a very, very intelligent, as you said, processor, but also a protective agent of the football. And I think that is a very, very important thing to recognize when you're evaluating him, because obviously he makes intelligent decisions in split second, moments. And when other quarterbacks do that, they have to make constant split second decisions. They're going to make mistakes. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. His touch is great. He's able to run. His decision making on when to run and when to throw is fantastic. This whole notion that he's too small is hilarious to me. I can't wait to see this kid go to Washington. New England, I'm even fine with. But it's possible somebody trades up too, if New England's going to trade out. And let's say Drake May does go too. I like Drake May. I don't dislike him at all. I'm not calling him a bust. But Jaden Daniels is my number one, by far, overall player in this entire draft. And no one's going to change my mind.
No, I agree with you. I also believe, like, seeing Rome, I really like Rome. Like, just kind of seeing his combine solidified that assurance of him, considering how he did. He did a great 40. He did great in the gauntlet. He did great on the when they were running like kind of dig routes. He did fantastic. I think Rome's that sleeper. I really, as much as I like Marvin Harrison, that's my guy. As much as I love him, I really believe the next receiver out of this draft is.
Yeah, Rome has the best chance of becoming Jamar Chase. He really does. He's freaking unbelievable. The attitude, the drive, the determination, the the sitting there after the whole combine ended, and he's kept running drills and just showed tenacity, grit, desire, ability to work hard. Not going to think he's right. Like that, him redoing the cone drills makes me realize he takes accountability. He didn't just blame it on the wind that's not there inside. He's like, I didn't do it. I'm going to go do it. I didn't get the time I want. That's on me. I'm going to go do it. Like I love that. I think he's going to absorb. That's a sponge right there. He's a sponge. He can be molded, sculpted, shaped into an elite caliber wide receiver. You can't teach that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying I don't like Neighbors. People are so weird when I say I like Rome as my number two and I think he could be the next Jamar Chase. People automatically go, oh, you're sleeping on Neighbors. Who said anything about me sleeping on Neighbors? Who said anything about me saying Neighbors was not going to be elite too? Like, who said this wide receiver class can't have three top 10 wide receivers? Is it that good of a class? Everybody knows it. Is it a lock? No.
Yeah.
But Neighbors isn't just handed the number two spot because everybody else says it. I watched the film. I look at the stuff, and my gut tells me Rome Odunze's got more upside. Doesn't mean Neighbors can't be better in the right situation. If Odunze goes to Chicago, I don't hate it, but I don't love it as much as I could. I really want him to go somewhere. I almost prefer him. I hate to say this. This makes me want to throw up in my mouth. I almost prefer him in New York long term more than I do in Chicago. I don't want him in Chicago. I don't. I almost think like maybe New York. There's so much talk about Russell Wilson going and having a preliminary just discussion with them that they're not going to hold on to Danny Dimes as the starter. I don't know how you make sense of that with the contract. They're probably not going to cut him. But would they bring in Russell Wilson? Maybe, but I don't think Russell Wilson wants to go there if they don't get rid of him. But it's crazy. Like, if there's another quarterback there, if New York, I really think New York, the more I think about it, we've said this on the show over and 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 over, that the Giants should 1,000% take a quarterback at number six. Because this QB class is deep and you won't get a chance, maybe you won't get a chance to ever get a quarterback as good as you can get right here with Penix Jr. Some would say McCarthy, that's not my guy, but Penix Jr. or Bo Nix, or if you believe in McCarthy, whatever. Close your eyes and picture your quarterback. Who cares what Danny Dimes' contract is? And you've already admitted to everybody he's not the future and you're going to move on after this year. So don't just say, oh, well, we can't get a quarterback then. You know, so like they got to go after a quarterback here. They have to. That means they can't get Rome Odunze, though, which sucks. But if it were me and I was in control of things in New York, I would find a way to mortgage whatever and get one of those quarterbacks and Odunze somehow. That would be my objective. It's easier said than done, but a couple of these teams need to make bold moves. And the Falcons are one with quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts, in my opinion, I like Michael Pittman Jr. not as much as the average bear. I'll tell you that right now. But if it's me, I want this to be Rome Odunze in Indy. I want Seattle to get a quarterback. I want them to get Penix Jr. I want the Raiders to get aggressive and put a good quarterback in Sigla Color in there to throw to Devontae Adams. I want Minnesota to think long-term and bring in a Penix Jr. or a Bo Nix. I think that's the smart play. I want the New York Jets, to draft a quarterback. These are all aggressive moves, and I think that too many teams play it too safe, and they're too worried about what the perception is. New York drafting a quarterback is a head-scratcher to everybody, but it seems like me in this space. I don't know why you would ever consider doing what you did again on repeat last year, going in and trusting Aaron Rodgers, who I love and I think he has a great year, but your team absolutely fails if you don't have a quarterback in place. They have to go get a big-name quarterback for the future, and now's the time to grab them. Bo Nix sitting on the bench, learning from Aaron Rodgers, is that so bad? Like, it's the move to make. These teams, I just wonder what we're going to see. Logic does not always play out in the first round, and I have a feeling I'm going to scratch my head at half of the picks that go on here.
Well, going to it, Mark just just said about the I was just thinking that about Russell Wilson already meeting with the Giants. You know, and we all know you pay Russ $1 million, even though they're paying Danny Dimes all that money.
He doesn't.
They can still draft Rome.
He doesn't
get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but they would have to they'd have to cut Danny Dimes and take a $70 million cap hit or whatever it is. And I don't know that they're gonna do that. They've already made it known they're moving on, but will they actually be bold enough to take that hit? It would be interesting if they did. If they did, and then they could get Russell Wilson to commit to, hey, I'm drafting a wide receiver at number 6, then maybe he could come over. But this is a very preliminary talk. I think it didn't, you know, last long. I don't know. I haven't heard that it even went well. And he was off to Pittsburgh. So I don't see Russell Wilson, out of all the spots he could go to, picking a location that's paying a quarterback as much as they're paying Danny Dimes, regardless of what they say they will do next year. Because what if Dimes does okay? And now Russell Wilson's a backup. He's not going to accept that job. The only way New York can do it is they commit to drafting a wide receiver to Russell Wilson. They spit on their hand. They shake his hand. They say, we're cutting Danny Dimes the moment you signed. Or we'll cut him beforehand if we got a deal. The only way. Russell Wilson may like that. But Russell Wilson is, in my opinion, again, logic doesn't always play out. He's not going somewhere where there's a quarterback in front of him. You know what I mean? That's why it's weird that he even went to New York to discuss anything. Like, why? I wouldn't. I would have said, look, cut Danny Dimes and I'll get on a plane and we'll talk. But you want me to come over? And I bet you they said, do you mind coming over? Are you willing to take a backup role for a year? I mean, what kind of conversation did you have with him? It's like, I wouldn't have got on the plane. I would have said, screw that. If you're serious, call me. So he went to Pittsburgh. I'm sure he looked at Arthur Smith's dumb mustache and probably got right back on the plane there too. I don't know. Vamp with the $20 hauler. Vamp, thank you, pal. Vamp said, hope you and the fam are doing well. Haven't been able to be as active in the chat as I've been in the office. Appreciate you, bro. I'm going to be getting with you about December, Vamp, in Anaheim. I don't know if that works for you. But might be taking the fam down to Disney. So, Vampy, you reach out to me. Appreciate you. Vampy, $20 hauler. What a monster. $20 celebration coming your way.
Alert. Super chat alert. $20 super
chat. Appreciate you, Vampy. Vampy to the moon. Let's send Vampy to Saturn, actually.
To Saturn.
All right, DeBolt, anything else? I don't know if I'm going to stay here too long tonight. This is a fun little topic, but I don't know that there's too much. Anybody, thank you, Vamp. Vamp's the man. Anybody here you would resort like in a drastic sense? You know, like Tank Dell way up, or Rasheed Rice way up, or Devon Achane's not even in your top 15, or Puka Nacua's 3 instead of 2, or instead of 4, or Puka Nacua, or Sam Laporta's not in your top 5, or CJ Stroud's 3 overall. Like anybody that you would move in a crazy fashion up or down?
I think it's pretty spot on. I think it's pretty good for dynasty and sophomore for rookies and sophomores. I like it. You know, I think it's really great. I really don't have any questions about it. Like I like your listing.
Let me see real quickly.
The only question I would have, and he's not a sophomore, I see Sam Laporta, and every time I see Sam Laporta, I automatically think McBride. You know, especially for Dynasty, he'd be the only one. But that's about it. Like, I think it's great, Brock Bowers. Oh man, no, it's spot on.
So you just want to know where I rank McBride with this ranking? If I was to throw it in, you're saying?
Exactly.
I would say right above Brock Bowers, so 10.5. I'll put him at 10.5 on this ranking. But,
yeah, I definitely agree
you know, part of me then sees Tank Dell at 13, and then I want to move 13. And again, this is me being real. Like, you could say, oh, Smitty, I don't agree with the ranking. I don't agree with my ranking. Like, this is my ranking. And anybody that Excel sheet Eric and spreadsheet Steve, they'll just stick to whatever they put down on the spreadsheet. They'll stick to it all off season long. I won't stick 5 minutes to my own ranking. Like, I'm looking at Tank Dell here, and I'm like, I draft Tank Dell over Brock Bowers and McBride. So if I was to reorder any of this, and I don't know about Jaden Daniels, I almost want to move him above Brock as well. I think if I was to reorder this, I love Brock Bowers. I love him. I love him. But I think I put, God, this is tough. I think I put Tank Dell at number 11, Jaden Daniels 12, then Brock Bowers, then McBride, or sorry, McBride, then Brock Bowers. If I was to throw Bowers in this, but I want to McBride into this, but I want to re-rank Tank Dell right now. I don't know. Tank Dell, I can't put him any higher than that, but it makes me want to, you know, looking at this, it makes me want to move Tank Dell a little bit. But that's my ranking.
Especially if they get Barkley. If they get Barkley, oh, God. That offense is going to open up big time.
Some would say that's a downer. Some would say it's great. Who knows what it would do? Another mouth to feed, potentially, but better field position. I mean, tough to know. I'm not going to lie and say Barkley 100%, no matter what helps him, but I'm also not at all that worried about it. So I don't know. I think we've got to see it play out. It's one of those things where it's like there's only so many footballs to go around, but, you know, they did pretty well with Singletary going nuts. You know, he really did go nuts in spots, but he also went nuts when Dell was out. So I don't know. But yeah, Barkley's good for the offense.
Singletary and Barks, that's a huge difference between Singletary and Barkley.
Which would make you even more concerned then if what I'm saying is, you know, a concern. If it's a concern, what I'm saying is that Singletary went nuts when Tank Dell was in there, or not in there. So if Dell was back, would Singletary have been used as much, or would Dell or Nico both gone down a little bit each? Like, how will it have worked? And then if Barkley's better, then is that going to be even more of an impact? I don't know. I think there's a lot to go around. I think Stroud in the offense is good enough to support all three, and Schultz would be four. Tough to say. You know, Tank Dell, the real dilemma is going to be Dell or Nico, Nico or Dell. And I think there'll be about a 65-70% chance, or 65-70% population in favor of Nico, and that's okay. He definitely earned it. But when you consider fourth round ADP for Dell and top of round two ADP for Nico, it's Tank Dell 100% because of the discrepancy in ADP. If they were both going at 3.2. Like, Nico was not going at 2.1, and Dell was not going at 4.4 or whatever, and they're both going at 3.2 and 3.3, then we'd have an even crazier dilemma. But right now, there's no dilemma to me, because I'd rather draft Devon Achane in the second round, or Barkley in the second round, especially if we're talking redraft. But Dynasty, I think I still draft him, like, at the end of the second round, top of the third. I mean, still got 2 years. That's long enough for me in a dynasty, to be honest with you. I definitely draft a mix of old and new. But, I mean, in dynasty context, let's stick with Achane. Achane in round two. Dell in round four is better than Nico in round two. And running back in round four. Unless, you know, ETN falls to round four. And then all of a sudden, it's like, now you're back to even. You know, ETN and Nico, Dell and Achane, pretty damn close. So, I don't know. 100 ways to win.
No, that's true. But as long as you win.
100,000 ways to win. All right. Hey, DeBolt, we'll see you later, pal. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Smitty. Later. See
ya. This last question here from my boy Vampy. He says, I want to hear your thoughts on Trevor Lawrence outlook, but we can save it. No, I'll give you my thoughts now. I wish I could give you a better outlook. And you know what it is? I don't like him in Jacksonville. I don't like the way he's progressing there. I think if you moved him into Atlanta or like another situation, he may develop really nicely. I really like him. I don't think we're wrong about his skill set, but for whatever reason, he's not blossoming in Jacksonville. And he still could. Sometimes it takes quarterbacks a little time. not usually, but in today's NFL, but like it can. And part of me's like, I still believe he could be really good, but you know, think about Goff as an example. He could be Goff good. I don't know that he'll ever be top five or six quarterback material. There's just too many better players, you know, for him to squeak in there. But like Goff is older. Like Goff didn't play amazing his whole entire career. He's like an older player now, and Goff's starting to produce consistent numbers. Stafford's an older player, and Stafford hasn't always been as good as he looks and feels and plays right now. Like, who's to say T-Law can't get into the 7, 8, 9 quarterback territory even a year and a half from now? So I'm not giving up on him, but I also think that, you know, you can't count on top 5, 6, 7. Law Dog Milk definitely spoiled and expired, but you know, it doesn't mean that he can't be somewhat, you know, solid. All right, boys, appreciate you. Thank you, Vampy, for the super chat. You're the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you, DeBalt, for the gifted memberships. I believe that was DeBalt, right? DeBalt, thank you to everybody in here. Vamp says he feels like T-Law's being forgotten. I agree with you to an extent, and I'm not giving up on him, but I certainly can't keep him in my 5 to 7. But, like, could he eventually be Goff good or Stafford good? Yeah, totally. Totally could be. He's not a bad quarterback. He's not going to fail out of the NFL. He's a good quarterback. He's just not elite right now. I mean, if we're being fair, is he any worse than Herbert? Has Herbert performed at the level, really, ever that he's supposed to perform at? Yet we consider continuously that Herbert's just this guy that's got top 5 to 7, top 5 to 8 upside. But everybody is writing off Trevor Lawrence. Herbert's in no better positioning than T-Law is. They're in the same boat. So if you're going to give a pass, a whole pass to Herbert, you got to give it to T-Law too. So Vampy, I think you're onto something. I think it does come down to the offense, the coaching, and everything. Even though they do win and they've had some good success, and ETN was a monster, and Jacksonville's still a force. They're not like a, they feel like a little bit watered down version of the Dallas Cowboys. Not as good, but they're definitely a force, definitely a playoff threat, definitely like a good team. But they don't feel like they have the ability to go to get over the hump, you know, and be a deep playoff winning team. But they're close. They're good. You know, they're a good team. I just don't know. I don't know that we're getting the most out of them, you know. All right, I'll see you all later. By the way, we'll have a new behind the scenes, the Smithers, or, you know, whatever, a vlog about your boy, about the behind the scenes life of everything. It's not necessarily football related. It's on the other side of the camera, essentially. That is a show that is going to be dropping probably tomorrow. I believe I'm going to drop it tomorrow. Let me give you the link to that channel. It's called World of Smitty. I only have 4 YouTube channels. I probably won't have more than that. I'm sorry if that's a lot. If you go down to my, let me put a picture of it. If you go to any one of my YouTube channels, no matter which one you're on, the Dynasty channel, the main channel, the intern show channel, and then the World of Smitty channel, these are the 4 channels that I have. And you're currently on this one right here. This is the main channel. This is the Fantasy Football Intern Show channel, which is only going to have the intern shows on it, the sitcom. So sitcom channel, only sitcom channel. You know, so there's going to be like basically like an episode every couple months on this channel that drops. That's the only thing that will be on there. But it's I think we can get it very popular. We just got to spread the word about the sitcom. It's like the league. It's like watching the league meets the office. Dynasty channel, you're watching the main channel, and then this is my vlog channel. So please subscribe to the vlog channel to locate this. I'll drop the link right now, but to locate it at any time, there's the link to it. Please subscribe. We got 105 subscribers because it's brand new. There's not even a post on it. My first post on it will be dropping tomorrow, and I'm going to do continuous vlogs on it and hopefully like at least a weekly vlog show on the World of Smitty channel. And then again, once a month or so, an episode's dropping of the Fantasy Football Intern. At least 6 to 10 episodes a year of the sitcom I plan to produce. So 2 fantasy channels, behind the scenes channel, intern sitcom channel. Appreciate you all. And Vampy dropping one more super chat. I want to help with merch this offseason. You mean like how? How, Vampy? We have merch on the channel. It's on the YouTube channels too. You can see the merch there. But what do you mean, Vampy? Appreciate you. I'll wait for your response while we go to the outro. Appreciate you all. Subscribe to all these channels. They're at the bottom of any. So if you go to any of my YouTube channels and you just scroll to the bottom of any one of these channels, you'll see all four of these every time. You're on the main channel, you scroll to the bottom of the main channel page, the homepage, you'll see all four of these. And there's also a tab called channels. Let me show you what that looks like. So if you're looking at the main channel, see that tab on the far right that says channels? So there's membership to the right of that store. That's where the merch is. And then to the right of that is channels. On the mobile app, you'll see membership, store. Store is where the merch is. And then to the right of the store is channels. So that's how you'll find my channels at any time. All four of them will always be right there. So you can easily access them. Design stuff for you, says Vampy. Oh, okay. Hey, Vampy's a... Yeah. Hey, Vampy, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. We got to be careful, like, with player faces and such. But if we do, like, a cartoon, you know, image, I definitely have good sketching skills. So I could sketch, you know, something very artistic that I could send you. And I think that would be acceptable. So let's talk about that. And I could throw the designs up on my drop ship anytime we don't need. I don't need, unless you got some connects on that too. But, you know, I do drop ship pretty much everything. But Vampy, get with me. Send me a text. All right, I'll see you all later. Vampy to the moon with the Dublay Super Chats. Thank you, Vampy. Vamp's the man, the myth, the legend. We don't see him much in here lately, but he says he's hard at work, and we need to make sure we get him in here more. Saturn men's shirt for sure. A-chan. I got an A-chan. Hold on, let me show you the A-chan t-shirt. I haven't sold this one, but I do have one. Hold on, let me get it. A-chan. With the master plan. A-chan. God, this is a mess. Where's my A-chan shirt when I need it? I got so much apparel over here. A-chan, Reese's Pieces. Breese's Pieces. Well, I can show you my A-chan shirt. It's very similar to the, my Kyren shirt. Very similar to my A-chan shirt. So this is my Kyren. I got a very similar A-chan shirt. I'll have to locate it. I don't know where it is. Something I can make. I can't, you know, I got to figure out. I'm going to do something to create something that we could actually, like, I could sketch his, you know, face in a silhouette and make it. But this I can wear because I'm not selling this one. But this is, it's Kyren.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall, and he knows how to handle a ball.
So it's, you know, that's where that comes from. He's Kyren. I said it's Kyren. He's Kyren. Listen to the song one more time. He's Kyren.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall, and he knows how to handle.
So I've got this one in an A-chan form. I just got to find it. I've got these box score Bobby ones. These I could drop ship immediately if anybody's interested in this one. This one's ready to go. Box score Bobby. You don't know what that is.
All right, prepare for take one. All right, action.
He's a box score Bobby. He's a little sloppy. Box score Bobby.
sloppy. Mother.
I don't know where the HN shirt is. It's somewhere in here. It might be a black shirt. That's why I'm not. I'm looking for a gray one, and I think it might be a different color. But I love my Kyren shirt. Better. I do this for a living. Haha. Okay, Vampy's gonna help your boy. But I do love this. I do love this shirt. He's Kyren. He's Kyren.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall.
He is 7 feet tall. All right. Yep. I'll see you all later. Live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Monday through Friday, live whenever big news breaks. Hit that thumb up button on your way out the door. Appreciate you all. Deuces.
Touchdown probability high.